producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Oh, yes, my dears, my little Santa's helpers. We have much to do today, and Margaret has already availed herself of the phone number, so we're going to start right there. We're also going to talk about, we're going to send all of your wishes to Santa today. We're going to talk about fussiness. We're going to do all sorts of, and we'll tell you about movies, gobs of movies. So stay tuned. If you need to talk with me, call me early, 855-993-7569. Margaret, welcome to the program. How am I to help you?
Dr. Joy, thank you to taking my call.
Sure.
I have a father and a sister are very self-centered people that everything is all about them. It took me a long time to see their true face behind their mask.
Okay, Margaret, you and I have talked before. Tell me what the issue is today.
Well, I said normally I try to avoid them most of the time, but now because of the holiday season, so I want to meet them yesterday for lunch.
Good.
By looking at them, they're nonstop talking about themselves, their code behaviors. They even have to control what table to sit and what to order from the menu, all that.
Well, Margaret, what if you just went into this experience, instead of being angry, just being curious, treat it as an experiment of saying, okay, I'm going to keep some kind of middle track. I mean, you could do it one of two ways. My first way would just be to sort of decide that that it's kind of like if you went to a museum and someone said, I'm going to take you through the museum and I'm going to show you all sorts of things and I'm going to show you things that you might not have noticed before and I'm going to tell you everything you want to know about them. And there may be a part of you that says, you know, I'd really rather wander through the museum by myself, but that's not going to be today's experience. I can always wander through the museum by myself. But today, I'm going to put myself in someone else's hands and let them show me what they think that I need to see. And at that moment, you just give up any kind of concern, any kind of anxiety, any kind of wrestling for control. You just decide, I'm just going to be curious to see what it is they're going to show me. In this particular case, with your father and your sister, I'm going to see what they talk about, how they negotiate with one another, because both of them want to have the spotlight. So how they're going to negotiate that, how they're going to respond to me. So in other words, instead of being furious of, oh my God, they need to be controlled. They have to choose the table. They have to choose the menu. They have to choose the time. Just to be curious, to say, I wonder how this is going to go, and just give yourself up to the experience, even though it's not exactly what you had in mind, and it's not really your first choice. So what? You can always do your choices at some other time, but in this particular case, just decide. Now, I know that was yesterday, so we can't really redo that one, but my guess is that there are going to be some more experiences in the next couple of days that are not going to go exactly the way that you would choose. But so what? So what if you just decided, let's just see what happens here?
Well, the things, every time go, they behave the same way.
Doesn't make it, no. Well, but Margaret, they may behave the same way, but the words aren't going to be exactly the same. The context isn't going to be exactly the same. The situation isn't going to be exactly the same. Margaret, it must have occurred to you at some point that your father and your sister are wrestling for control, but so are you, darling. You've got the family gene. That you're saying, they want to do it their way, I want to do it my way. How come we never do it my way? Well, I mean, it's two against one in this particular case, but what if you just decided for once just to do it their way, and not only do it their way, but do it cheerfully and sort of being curious about it, being open to it, and just see what happens. You have nothing to lose. They're not going to pull out your teeth. They're not going to mortgage your house. So there's really nothing terrible that can happen, and it may reduce your anxiety. It may increase your pleasure. They may sort of back off a little bit if they don't feel that you're fighting them so much. What do you have to lose?
Well, That's the reason I went to lunch with them. But
well, that's already done. We can't undo that.
It.
Well, yeah. Margaret, you're not hearing a word I'm saying. You're going in with a preconceived notion that this is going to be awful. They're narcissistic people. They're going to make me unhappy. And I'm saying, why do that? What if you just went in and said, they are who they are, and what I'm going to do is I'm just going to go with it. I've told the story before. That's where I came up. I was at a family reunion, and my family is bigger than yours and probably a little crazier than yours, or even if they're not any crazier, they're bigger. There are more of them. And one of my sisters came up to me and said, how come you didn't respond? Because this particular sister, the one that I'd been talking to, has had an argument with me since literally she was born. And she's always saying nasty things. And she's one of those people who's really smart about figuring out exactly the thing to do to make you feel either really good or really bad. And she'll do a 1-2 punch so you're completely unprepared. And I just wasn't responding. I was just smiling. And one of my sisters came up and she said, how did you do that? And I said, you know, I'm stupid and cheerful that, you know, if she wants to hurt my feelings, she's going to have to do the heavy lifting. I'm not going to cooperate. I'm not going to figure out innuendo. I'm not going to worry about past issues. I'm just going to let her do whatever she's going to do, and it's just going to roll off of me. And that's where I came up with the notion of stupid and cheerful for my family. And I'm saying you're doing exactly the opposite. You're going in loaded for bear, angry, anxious, unhappy, and prepared for battle. And I'm saying you don't have to do that. Because it's not even that you're right or you're wrong. It's just that it's not workable. It hasn't worked in the past. If it's never worked in the past, the likelihood that it's going to work now isn't very high. So try something different. Try going in just being cheerful and relaxed and silly and funny and letting everything kind of roll off you. And so let them control it. Who cares? It's a lunch or it's a dinner or it's a movie or it's a play or it's a whatever it is. Who cares? Only one thing. And I'm not even suggesting you do it for them. I'm suggesting you do it for you. That you won't feel anxious beforehand. You won't feel angry during it, and you won't feel resentful afterward.
The thing is, because
Margaret, you haven't heard a word I've said. You're determined to be angry. I can't do anything about your sister or your dad. I can maybe, although the odds are not greatly in my favor, there is some possibility I have some access to you. It doesn't appear that I do, but at least I can deal with the fantasy that since you're calling me, you're unhappy about it, I can offer you something that might make you less unhappy. I don't seem to be getting through, but you're the best shot I've got. And I'm the best shot you've got, honey.
I know you do. That's why this morning I wake up 3 o'clock, the first thing I say, I need to call you.
Okay. All right. Then if that's what you did, then open your heart, open your ears, and see if what if. All right. Give me an example of something that your father or your sister said at lunch yesterday that made you unhappy.
Their behaviors.
Behavior is hard for me to respond to. You have to have words. Because, you know, it's on the radio. I can't show you a facial expression. I can't do a gesture. I can only do words. So tell me something they said that made you unhappy.
Their behavior, everything, basically.
Now, Margaret, you're going to have to find something specific.
I know only time they call me is they need me.
What did they need you for yesterday?
A month ago, my sister needed me to help her do a translation, some documents.
Well, but that was a month ago. What was yesterday?
Yeah, but then I refused. Then I know she's trying to, you know, behind her hurt me, you know, use a different way. Anyway,
Why wouldn't you do the translation for her?
I told her I did it before for her.
Uh-huh.
This last month, I told her I cannot do it. I said,
Why not?
I said I'm not a professional translator.
Well, she knows that. She knows that.
So,
why would you not do a translation for her?
And she's angry.
Well, Margaret, I'm
going
to put you on hold. Explain to me, I'm going to put you on hold, why you wouldn't do a translation for her. She knows you're not a professional. She still asked you to do it. Why would you not do it? Put you on hold. Be back in a moment. 855-993-7569. Folks, this is called Wrestling. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, a principal office in Houston, Texas. The attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presence inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions. Silver solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, you were talking with Margaret, who has kind of a difficult father and sister, and she had not a very happy lunch with him yesterday, and I'm saying, all right, so well, there's kind of a background here that my sister asked me a month ago to translate something for her, and you said no because you said you're not a professional, but how long would it have taken you to do the translation for her?
Maybe a few hours. The reason is that I did so many things in the past for her. she never showed appreciation. And the second, a friend of mine told me she's is American and married a Chinese woman. And I helped him did some translation, and he said the Chinese government say they need a certified translator, not, you know. Anyway, that's why I emailed my sister saying I cannot do that no more for her. And
what if you said to her, what if you said to her, listen, I'm willing to do it, but it's going to take some time. And so what I would do is I would either like to charge you for it. I'll charge you $25 an hour for it.
No. She expects for free, never charge.
Margaret, stop talking.
Okay.
So what? We're negotiating. It's, I mean, you're deciding that it's either her way or the highway. I mean, clearly you have the same genetic makeup as your sister and your father, kiddo. That you're not capable of compromise, and that's a good way to go through life, being angry and unhappy. All you had to do was say to her, listen, I got it, but if I'm going to do it, I want to do, you know, I want to take some time with it, so I'm going to charge you $25 an hour. At which point she can say, you know, it's just not worth it to me, at which point you can say, fine. Because then, that's fine. You said, it's, you know, I really don't want to do it as a favor because, you know, my time is worth something, so you can take me out for dinner, or you can get me a gift certificate at iTunes, or, you know, $25 an hour, or what. And then she can say, no, I don't want to do that, which is fine.
Then she will bad mouth upon me to all the relatives.
So what, Margaret? You're bad mouthing her all the time.
No, I didn't.
Margaret, you've never said to anybody that your father and your sister are narcissistic control freaks. You have so.
Because
you said it to me 15,000 times.
I talk to you because I read so many articles and books, so that's how I learn.
But Margaret, I'm trying to help you learn here, and you're resisting me like crazy.
Okay.
I'm saying there are different ways of doing this. If this was not your sister, if this was a friend of yours or a friend of a friend who called up and said, Margaret, will you do some translation for me? You'd say, look, I'm not very good at it. I'm not really a pro, and it's going to take me a couple of hours, but I'm willing to do it if you're willing to pay for it.
Yep.
And that nobody's angry at that moment, and they can either say, well, no, I was hoping to do it as a favor, and say, look, I got it, but it's going to take me too long. Favors are something that I can do in, you know, a half hour. This is going to take a couple of hours. So if it's worth it to you for me to pay for it, I'm willing to do it. If not, you know, and but that's how human beings behave. The fact that you're family, you just get all huffy about it.
Yeah. I have a problem with the family. I have no problem
you
with
think?
And the business.
Well, Margaret, then treat your family like they're not family. Then treat them like their next door neighbors or business or whatever. Margaret, you have a choice at this moment. Your choice is not to change your father or your sister's behavior. That's up to them. Your choice is to change your behavior. And to change your behavior, you're going to have to change your attitude. To change your attitude, you have to be willing to do something different than you've been doing before. And I assume that's why you called me. I assume that's why at 3 o'clock in the morning you decided, I'm going to call her. This isn't working for me. And I've just spent a lot of time with you because I hear that this is making you unhappy. And I don't have the feeling that I've made any inroads whatsoever. Because you want to do exactly what you've been doing in the past and have it turn out differently. It will not. Which means you've got to do something different. Now, if you're willing to do that, then there's certainly the possibility that things will turn out better. Seems to me it's worth at least being curious about, at least taking a risk for. I mean, what do you have to lose? Nothing. But what you've done for about 15 minutes now, or 10 minutes now, is argue with me about why this isn't going to work. Which is certainly your right. You don't, because I say it, doesn't mean you have to buy it at all. But what I'm saying to you is if you want things to turn out differently, you're going to have to do something different. Because they're not going to.
Yeah. I'm thinking maybe the best solution is not dealing with them, not see them or move to another city.
Margaret, that's been your solution all along, and it's clearly not workable. Margaret, you're as stubborn as your father and your sister. We don't have to worry about your DNA at all. So you're saying it's my way or the highway, and I'm saying, Margaret, that's a way to make yourself unhappy. You want to do it without my help. Because what I've done is spend a lot of time trying to give you different ways of thinking about this so you could behave differently, and you have not even thought about it. You've resisted. You're arguing with me at every single junction, which is okay, But it's kind of a waste of both of our times. I'm not making you happy. I'm clearly not helping you to solve this problem. And because you don't want to hear it. You want to do exactly, you're going to say, they either have to change or I'm not going to have anything to do with them. And I'm saying, Margaret, that's never worked in the past. Why are you assuming it's going to work now? They're your family. At some point, your dad's probably going to die because he's older than you are. You're going to feel guilty. You're going to call me up and say, you know, my dad and I never got along, and what do I do now? And I'm going to say, Margaret, you and I have talked for the last several years about how to do it differently. Do it differently while he's still alive, and while your sister's alive, and while you're alive, and while it's the season where we forget all of our anger about everybody else and let it go. Or you can continue.
Wow.
You choose. Think about it. I'll tell you what. You know what I'm going to do? My Christmas gift to you is I'm going to put you on hold and let you think about it for a minute and come back to you in a couple minutes, all right? 855-993-7569. Michelle, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi. I love you, and I'm calling from Kihei, Maui.
Wow. Well, I don't even want to know what time it is in Maui.
It's like 8:30 in the morning.
Well, that's not terrible.
Yeah, I'm calling
kiddo.
Thank you. I'm really sad this morning because I'm in Narcotics Anonymous and my sponsor died.
Oh, honey, I'm sorry. When did your sponsor die?
A couple days ago, her son called me and she was in an accident and she went out the car projectile.
Oh. Well, how long was she yours? Well, of course, that's something to feel really sad about.
She was my sponsor for over a year. I love that woman. We have the same personality.
Yeah.
We have the same kind of addiction, which is opiates.
Yeah.
She was humorous. I know she's in heaven because she's such a good lady.
Think of it, Michelle, think of it this way. You got a guardian angel someplace on your shoulder, and this is your, you know, you've heard the term play it forward. Have you ever heard that term?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Sure, I love the movie.
Yeah, I hated the end of the movie, but I thought it was a great concept. All right, so here's your opportunity to play it forward, that she helped you for the last year of her life. And it sounds like she was unselfish, she was loving, she was giving. All right, so I'm going to put you on hold for a minute, and I want you to think about two things. I want you to think about, because it sounds like you could still use another sponsor, maybe not somebody quite as wonderful.
Can I tell you what I did this morning?
Yeah, in one second. Wait. I'm going to put you on hold. We'll come right back to you and tell me exactly what you did, all right? I'm going to put you on hold. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Get your Plenty card at Exxon or Mobile and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobile?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobile are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobile station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're SimpliSafe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because SimpliSafe doesn't rely on landlines. SimpliSafe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber cybersecurity. Go now to simplysafedefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try SimpliSafe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to simplysafedefense.com right now. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. We seem to have lost both Michelle and Margaret. I'm hoping that Santa Claus isn't messing with our phone system today. All right, so let me start with Michelle. Michelle, I do want to hear what you did today. We just had to take a break at that moment. All right, so here's the deal. You know, I would organize a memorial for your friend because I think that they can be incredibly, incredibly healing, much more so than a funeral, but just where everybody gets up and says how much that person meant to them. And I think that could be enormously helpful for you. I think it sounds like you need to find a different sponsor, but in the same way that, you know, we have teachers that are terrific for us, but then we go on to other teachers, and each teacher has something different to offer us. So I think that if you view your sponsor, and it sounds like she was wonderful for you and really got you through that first year of sobriety in a really important way, so maybe it's time to find a second tier kind of sponsor. And then I think it's really time for you to figure out how to be a sponsor as well. And that way you're paying it forward as well. Okay? Call me back if you can. I have no idea what what happened here. But sometimes these things happen and sometimes they don't. Margaret. Margaret, if you want to call back, you can. But all I'm saying to you, Margaret, is understand that what you're doing, you've been trying to do this for a long time of just deciding that that you don't like your family and therefore you're going to stay away from them and deal with them as little as possible. And it doesn't work. So try something else. Try deciding that they're your family. They may be a little nuts, but, so what? So let's try doing something a little different and see what happens, all right? 855-993-7569. Okay, let's do Today in History, which is, it is December here, so here, let me just grab this for you. It is Happy National Roots Day, and I don't know if that means for those of us who color our hair or not, probably not. But it's also National Pfeffernuss Day. Do you know what pfeffernuss is, Manny?
Have you put this up? No clue.
Okay, pfeffernuss is actually a very old cookie recipe that was supposedly started in Germany. And even though pfeffernuss in theory means, I think it means peppernut or something, most pfeffernuss don't have nuts in them. You can put nuts in them. But the idea is they're quite often covered with powdered sugar. And the idea, the name may have come from the fact that they're small and about the size of a nut. And you kind of toss them in your mouth like nuts. So I remember making cookies. I don't know if we call them pfeffernuss or not, but they're a Christmas cookie. The Italian version I've seen are little round ones that are covered with molasses or with honey, and they sometimes make them the shape of a tree. So that's, I guess today is the day to hit the kitchen, either that or your hairdresser. Okay, in 1783, George Washington on this day resigned as Commander-in-Chief of the Continental Army at the Maryland State House in Annapolis, Maryland. I guess he wanted to go home for Christmas. In 1823, on this day, A Visit from St. Nicholas, also known as The Night Before Christmas, is published anonymously. Do you know that? It's an anonymous poem. It was The Night Before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse.
Right.
Can you do the whole thing? Probably.
No.
I probably can do the whole thing, which is probably not a good idea. In 1893, on this day, Hansel and Gretel, which was an opera by Engelbert Humperdinck, is first performed. Now, Engelbert Humperdinck is not the ones that you knew from the 60s. He just, I'm trying to remember what his real name was, but it was not that. He just thought that was a cool name, which I agree. I mean, that's a cool name, right? Engelbert Humperdinck?
Sure.
But the rock star in the 60s and 70s, that was not his real name. It was the one he just sort of chose for himself. On this day in 1947, the transistor is first demonstrated at Bell Laboratories. That transistor, no TV, no radios, nobody think about it. And I suppose the original computers actually used transistors as well. In 1954, the first successful kidney transplant was performed by J. Hartwell Harrison and Joseph Murray. Hard to believe that kidney transplants are only, 61 years old. Seems like they've been around for a lot longer than that.
Mm-hmm.
The thing about the kidney is it's a highly vascularized organ. And you only need one. And most of us are born with two. I've actually had, believe it or not, two producers who had kidney transplants. One was from his mom. The other was from a unknown donor. I actually have a friend who had a kidney transplant. It was actually interesting because he was a writer for Joan Rivers. And he was viewed as too old for a kidney transplant. So Joan went to the Orthodox Jewish community and got him a kidney. Interesting sidebar, right?
Yeah.
There you go. And both my producers and my friend are all still alive and kicking, literally. FBI on immunosuppressants, but they're both alive and kicking. In 1958, the Tokyo Tower, the world's highest self-supporting iron tower, was dedicated. Extraordinary. I think it's still the highest self-supporting iron tower. So, and that's, that's 60 years ago almost. So that's an architectural wonder.
Yeah.
In 1970, the North Tower of the World Trade Center in Manhattan was topped out at 1,368 feet, making it the world's tallest building in the world. Well, we know World Trade Center is no longer there. The Freedom Tower is 1,776 feet. So there you go. But it's, I think it's third tallest. Dubai, and where's the other one? I'm trying to remember where the other one is. I think it's the tallest building in North America, but not in the world anymore, third. In 1970, on this day, the Democratic Republic of the Congo became a single-party state. And in 1972, the 16 survivors of the Andes flight disaster are rescued after 73 days, having survived by cannibalism. I actually met the guy who wrote the book. And it was a really interesting kind of thing. Imagine writing a book about staying alive by cannibalism. But the way they described it, it was nearly mystical. They talked about it as really almost a mystical experience.
Yeah.
Hard thing to do. The Heart of the Sea talks about the same kind of thing. Because people will do extraordinary things to stay alive. Let's see, I'm trying to think what else we have. A Maine teacher who was forced to take down a Christmas tree is told she can put it back. They're saying that it's going to be warm on Christmas Eve, although apparently a large part of the country is getting kind of nasty weather. Do you have snow today?
Nope. We got a little dusting the other day, and that was it. We don't have any that's on the ground right now.
It's supposed to be, in theory, 70 degrees here on Christmas Day, but it's supposed to rain. Yeah.
That's okay. If it's 70 degrees on December 24th, even if it's raining, I'll take that.
Or 25th, yeah. It's supposed to be. Well, the coolest, I think, is that they said 65 or something. But 65 on Christmas Day, there are places that are cooler than that or the equator.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. And this is the Bah Humbug story. A guy with $170,000 in student loans can't find a job in the legal profession. He's suing his law school and working full-time for Uber. $170,000 in student loans. Jeez Louise. Yeah. Got to change the system. All right. I thought we'd do. We have, about 2 minutes left in two or 3 minutes left in this segment, which isn't very much.
About a minute and a half.
Pardon, a minute and a half?
Mm-hmm.
That's even less than I thought. All right, so I thought what we do, we've got, I think what we'll do is we'll start with your most memorable Christmas moment. And if you want to call up about it, if you want to call, please call as quickly as you can, because we've got Christmas memories, we've got Santa Claus list, which I promised we'd get to, and we've got a scad of movies to cover, because I know a lot of you plan to spend part of the holiday going to movies. So, and if you're asking me if there's anything that's going to beat out Star Wars, the answer is probably not. But there are lots of other movies that are fun and worth your time and effort, and that way you don't have to stand in lines quite as long. So we'll get all of that done. So if you wanted to talk with me about something else, if you want to talk with me as opposed to just listen to the program, give me a holler as quickly as you can, all right? So I have time to deal with your question as opposed to saying, well, I'll put you on hold. And Michelle, I'm still dying to know what you did this morning. As I said, as Mandy said, people forget that this is actually a radio program and that we have to take breaks at certain times. So that's how we have to do it. I was in no way attempting to put you off as much as just getting the work done that we have to get done, all right? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users, if you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. All right, so Manny, do you have a favorite Christmas memory?
It's hard to think of one in particular. All of them have been really good.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, but I think... last year was really good because my sister, my nephews wanted a lot of different things for Christmas, and my sister wasn't really sure if she was going to be able to get all of them, you know, all the things that they wanted for Christmas.
Yeah.
And turns out my mom was able to get a lot of the things that my sister couldn't get. And so when my sister realized that my nephews were getting, you know, a lot of things from my mom that my sister couldn't get for them, she broke down in tears. I mean, in tears of happiness. Aww. Obviously. So it was pretty cool last year.
That's a nice, and I know you're particularly close to your nephew, so that's great.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's great. Mine, I have such a kaleidoscope of memories. I had a friend whose mom, we thought it was going to be her last Christmas. It turned out not to be, interestingly enough. She survived for another almost 20 years, almost two decades. But that was kind of a bittersweet Christmas that turned out, you know, at the time, it's amazing how much things change with the perspective of hindsight. So that was one. There's one where I'd just gotten involved with somebody, and that was one of those Christmases that was just kind of magical. I think the best Christmases are either you're a kid or you've just fallen in love, which are basically the same phenomenon, right? There's all the possibilities. There were a whole bunch of really cool Christmas memories that have attached to doing a radio program. One where we had somebody who called up who'd lost, both she and her husband had lost their jobs, and they knew that they had jobs that were going to start after the first of the year, and how could they explain to their kids about the fact that this was not going to be a very lavish Christmas. And I talked about the spirit of Christmas and whatever. And what happened was, a bunch of callers called and said, could they have the information to send her some stuff? And because they had been in the car shopping with their kids, and one of the kids had said, gee, Mom, let's help out. And then it happened to a couple of families. And then it kind of snowballed in that somebody else called me and said that they'd gone, so their kids had gone to a store and said, let's each of us, instead of buying something for ourselves, buy something for this family. And then they took it to the post office that day so it would get there. And the guy at the post office had also been listening to the program, and he said, I'll send it for free. So that was one of those really terrific, you know, it takes a village kind of moments. And I suppose I should share one of the things that people tease me because I'm a little overly sentimental given the fact that I'm really a scientist underneath all this. I was working one Christmas Eve, which, to be quite honest, is not the world's best time to be a psychologist on the air, because people are alone on Christmas Eve, are quite often alone. I mean, all of us have times where we're alone, but there are times that are slightly more difficult. And this woman called up. I think I was, I don't think I had my own gig. I think I was filling in for somebody, which is, if you have your own gig, you usually try and get someone else to fill in for you on Christmas Eve, if you possibly can. And this woman called, and she said that her husband had died a year ago that evening. And all I remember, my first thought was, I must have been a really wretched human being in some life for this to have happened to me, because this was difficult. And it turns out, it's one of those stories, stick with me a little bit, because I know you're thinking, oh my goodness. She talked about the fact that her husband had been sick for quite some time, and they got up on Christmas Eve morning, and they had breakfast together at their favorite restaurant, and then they went and talked to the lawyer and got opened their bank vault and got whatever they needed out of it and had lunch with some friends and then came home, and she heard this clunk. She went in the bedroom and he'd collapsed. And so she helped him get him to his pajamas. She was scrambling an egg or something. And so she turned off the fire under the pan and went in to help him get in his pajamas. And for the next bunch of hours, she lay in bed with him and whispered in his ear all the remembrances of their relationship together, of all of their Christmases and their engagement and the birth of their children and their grandchildren. And his breathing got more and more labored. And about 2 or 3 in the morning, he died. And she's telling me this story. And she said they waited till about 6 o'clock. She called her daughter, who was a registered nurse, and said, Daddy's passed. And the daughter said, I'll be right over. And she said, no, I need a little bit more time. And so they came over and filled out the certificate at 8 o'clock or something. And I remember thinking that, you know, as she was telling the story, that what an extraordinary gift that she'd given her husband to be able to be brave with him. Because I think for most of us, the issue isn't dying, it's dying alone. And she didn't do that. So they had this really special moment, hours together. And and she remembered it and shared with me, and I've never forgotten that, and I thought that was one of the coolest things that anybody had ever done for me personally and also for me professionally, of just finding the courage to help someone to live their life until they couldn't anymore. And that seems to me to be the spirit of not only Christmas and the winter solstice, which we talked about yesterday, of the shortest day and the longest night, and for human beings who count so much on their vision, that the idea of darkness has really always been kind of threatening. But so that I know that doesn't sound like a cheery, you know, Santa Claus and jingle bells, but to me it's always been part of the spirit of this holiday and the spirit of human beings giving to one another. And I've always felt like that was one of the best Christmas gifts that anybody's ever given me and through me to everybody else, of that that's really what it's about, of just sharing our moments, bearing witness with one another, keeping each other warm and safe and connected as much as we can. So that was, I know it's not, it doesn't come with a ribbon and there's no gift certificate attached to it, but that's really one of my favorite Christmas memories, I think, of all time. And I'm actually, I've kind of shared it with people before, and I think this is one of the few times that I've done it without sort of getting tearful about it, but maybe it's because it was just so emotional, and it wasn't the least bit sad as far as I was concerned. It was really, it truly was a gift, and I really appreciated it. 855-993-7569. Ralph, I don't have a whole lot of time, but we can carry you over if we need to. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Dr. Joy. Good to speak to you. The depression that goes along with the holidays is a focus, because I have a good friend who's, man, is she going through a terrible, terrible time. And it's because, mostly because, everyone expects her to be, you know, overly happy because of the time of year that we're embarking upon, you know. So she's fighting and fighting with the death in her family. And I did want her to call you herself, but she's working through me. Please, some advice on your behalf. Yeah.
All right, let me put you on hold. I'll come back and we'll deal with this together. All right, let me put you on hold. Stick with me. I'll be back with you in a couple of minutes. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.